So let's start with, you're about halfway through your term. What's been the highlight so far?
Well, fair season. I know the Breakfast on the Farms was a huge success for me to start out my summer role, but now we're really starting to get into fair season. This is my 9th fair for the day, and I am at Fond du Lac County. I plan to go to Waukesha later today, but getting to know the fair stories from each of the exhibitors at each fair is kind of my highlight of the summer.
So since January, what have you done to prepare for fair season, since that is kind of, you know, your job?
Well, it's going and helping out to all the community events. Whoever invites me, it may be for instance, Brown County has a Taste of Brown County. So it's promoting the fair at every event that I get to go to each spring. Mm-hmm. And now it's coming to our county fairs, helping out their fairs programs and getting them set for the competition next January, but also supporting not only the Wisconsin State Fair, but their fair.
And now that it's fair season, your job has really kicked into gear. What have you been doing?
Most of the fairs have me walk around. We introduce ourselves at events. We tell them about what our duties are, because not everyone knows about the fairs or the fairs program. You can be a boy or a girl. We encourage boys to try out, as always. And you go around, you promote agriculture, promote the fairs. And it's more about being a leader for not only agriculture and the fair industry, but to be a youth mentor as well.
Back in your home county, what were some responsibilities or people you influenced that led to this?
My junior fairs, I believe I mentored her a lot. We had our farewell speeches yesterday at Kewaunee County kickoff dinner, and it really touched my heart because for her and I, we did over 50 events, 280 hours of service in our community alone. Some of the events that we did to highlight our year was Farm Technology Days at Ebert Farms. We had our whole fair week, and we do a Rio Creek fly-in, so people get to fly their planes in, eat breakfast, dinner, stay for a band, and then leave on their planes as well. So those were three of our highlights for the summer.
So how are fairs this year? Is attendance good?
Attendance is really good. I know today everyone is looking forward to the sea lion splash that is going on here at Fond du Lac County Fair, but as long as the weather keeps up as it is, fair attendance is going to go really well.
What is one of your favorite experiences that you've had this year so far as Fairs of the Fair?
One that really stuck out to me, I was at Elroy County Fair, and this little boy, he wanted to come up to me and tell me so badly about his dog. Well, his dog had a problem. They got it from a humane society. It was abused and left by a previous family, and that really hit home to me because my horse was abused growing up. Mm-hmm. So for him to come and have the courage to talk to me about his animal and how so much better of a life it has given him and his dog, and now he gets to show it at their county fair in the 4-H organization, it really touched my heart.
So I see you have a horseshoe pin on your sash, and also I'm a horse person. So talk about that a little bit.
I was always around horses. My aunts had we had quarter horses. I myself, we rescued one at 4 years old. His name is Hunter. He is a Morgan. I only like to trail ride him. He kind of thought the showing was a little boring. Mm-hmm. But now my aunts and I, we ride our Tennessee Walkers, Morgans, quarter horses, whoever's in our friend group, and we just trail ride all summer.
Do you have a production agriculture background?
Yes, I grew up on a dairy farm. We sold the cows in 2000, started milking on neighboring dairies. I milked for over 10 years. Went to school for agribusiness at Fox Valley Technical College and now work as a herdsperson for Kennard Farms Incorporated.
So what's something you have learned in the past 6 months that you're able to take back to your farm or the places you work?
Each job that I get to go to, you learn something different. And being Wisconsin Fairs to the Fairs has really opened my eyes to how supportive a community is to not only events throughout the community, but also the fair industry. And I hope to bring that back to my work field and maybe say, hey, I would love to do your tourism on the farm. I love talking to the youth members, to any age group that wants to come out and learn about production agriculture.
So a lot of this ag knowledge is second nature to us and our communities. What are some questions that you have heard from people not from a farm?
Sometimes it's the easiest. Does the brown cow produce chocolate milk? And does this one with the horns, is it a bull? And it's like, you just have to remind them, no, they aren't. All cows produce white milk. And it's some of those funny but easy questions that we can all answer for them.
Do you ever get tough questions?
As of right now, I haven't gotten any. Most of them are too shy to ask questions, but if anyone loves to come up to me and ask a question about the production agriculture, I love talking about the large farms. Whether it's a large farm or a small farm, I've worked on them all, and I love talking about them.
So what are you looking forward to? What's next on your agenda for the summer?
As of right now, everything is kind of up in the air. I would love to return to my home county. I want to still work on the farm, But maybe the next step is helping out my 4-H, the FFA, and maybe even being on my Kewaunee County Fair Board.
All right, and do you plan on having a future in ag? I assume yes.
Yes, ag will always be in my life.